This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Haley Parent and Sierra Abrams. We're talking about Green Mountain Conservation Group and the plethora of events they have going on throughout the month of July. You can find more information on any of these by going to gmcg.org. That's gmcg.org. Haley, Sierra, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you. This is awesome.
So we've got two event series going on throughout the month of July. I want to start with Wednesdays because that's the Nature Story and Discovery time. And this is sort of a kids story series.
Yeah. So Nature Story and Discovery Time is something new this summer for us. Every Wednesday in July, 10:30 to 11:30, we're inviting the public, especially young children ages 1 to 6 and their caregivers, to come to our conservation center right on the Ospe River. We've got trails, and it's a beautiful area, and we're going to have story time with a theme each week, such as trees. This coming Wednesday, we have fun activities such as meeting a tree, tree ID. Tara, our education coordinator, is going to lead that. And then we'll have a themed snack and just another fun activity, doing place-based environmental activities for kids, which is, you know, what we do best. So that's going to be every Wednesday. Some other themes we have are going to be bees and solar, and then exploration of our vernal pool. So fun activities for kids every week, and it's free.
And what age group are we looking at for kids?
Typically 1 to 6. We're focusing on young students, not really students yet, young kids. But if they have any older siblings, we'll have some extra activities that any kids can do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's the Nature Story and Discovery Time Wednesday for kids 1 to 6 years old. Again, you can find more information on any of this by going to gmcg.org. That's gmcg.org. Sierra, are you going to be helping out with that?
Yeah, for sure. And I definitely think I'll be helping with the puppet show that we'll be putting on.
A puppet show?
Yep, yeah, that'll be pretty fun. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's going to be fun.
Have you been practicing your puppet skills, your puppeteering?
I have a little bit, I gotta be honest. But I have definitely enjoyed working with the kids. Previously, I did an event for their Earth Day, and that was super fun. And I helped with a scavenger hunt, and the kids really enjoyed it. And we learned about vernal pools and all of that fun stuff, so it was awesome.
And what type of puppets are these? I'm still on the puppets. I'm sorry.
We are making them out of felt, right? Yeah. And it goes along with a children's story. And I think Tara's daughter is going to be helping put it on. She's 7, right?
Or yeah. Seven. Yep.
So, yeah, it's going to be cute.
Yeah, awesome. So this is Green Mountain Conservation Group. They have their Nature Story and Discovery Time. That's going to be Wednesdays, and that's for kids 1 to 6 years old. You can find more information on the themes and all the specifics of that by going to gmcg.org. That's gmcg.org. There's also the Environmental Film Series. Now, this is going to be Tuesdays at Green Mountain Conservation Group.
Yes. So starting tonight, kicking off with Chasing Coral, the documentary, we're going to have a film every Tuesday in July, free, again, family-friendly, open to the public at our conservation center on the Ospe River, hoping to have them outside if weather permits. I believe the first one will be indoors, but keep an eye out for that. And then next week on July 9th, we have Free Solo, which is obviously a really anticipated documentary. I don't know if some people have seen that. If you haven't, definitely come out for that one. And then on the 16th, we have a surprise film, so you'll have to come to check it out. It's going to be about Ben Killam, the black bear expert in New Hampshire that a lot of folks are familiar with, a film about him and some of his work in China. So keep an eye out for that one. And then on the 23rd, we have Vanishing of the Bees. And on the 30th, we'll have Jane. So every week, Tuesday in July, starting at 7:30, come out to our conservation center. We're going to have popcorn, and we're also going to be raffling off some prizes every week.
And those are really topical movies or documentaries to have. I know Free Solo, didn't that just win an award at
one of the
big awards? Yeah. I can't keep them straight. One of the Emmy or Grammy or something like that. I think it was an Emmy award, something like that. And then on top of that, black bears are out all over the place here. Yeah. So even though it's not Chinese black bears, it's still I feel like it's still topical. Yeah. So some really great events going down at Green Mountain Conservation Group. And if you're not familiar with where they're located, it's 236 Huntress Bridge Road in Effingham, New Hampshire. You can find more information on them and these different events by going to gmcg.org. That's gmcg.org. Now we have to give Sierra an official welcome because you're the new watershed ambassador.
I am, yes. So I just started my new internship with Green Mountain Conservation Group and I'm super excited about it. During the Earth Day event, I was like instantly hooked and I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And they also came to the high school that I'm attending, which is Kennett High School. And they came and talked to us about plastic and showed that film, The Less Plastic.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. And I've always loved like environmental science and conservation and learning about sustainability. So I talked more to Tara about it. And she was like, yes, we'd love to have you join us. So I'm super excited and I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we're really excited to have Sierra. And I think Tara started this program because she wanted high schoolers to be able to work with younger kids and be a mentor and ambassador. And Sierra was already doing that. So it was a really great fit. And I do want to highlight that the program is funded by Zeb's Charitable Foundation. So we're really grateful to them for helping us in assistance with the film series and Nature Story and Discovery Time, and then also this Watershed Ambassador program.
So special thank you to Zebs for helping out the Green Mountain Conservation Group with Sierra's new Watershed Ambassador position, and then also with the Environmental Film Series, that's Tuesdays, and then also the Nature Story and Discovery Time, that's Wednesdays. You can find more information on any of this by going to gmcg.org. That's gmcg.org. Let's talk a little bit about Green Mountain Conservation Group and what you do in general. Obviously, education is a big part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a few different key areas of focus. We do research in the Ospe watershed. We do water sampling. And we're also looking into plastics as well. And then our educational programs for youth and for the public. So we go into schools and we do programs about groundwater and we do trout in the classroom, just getting kids involved with the environment and with conservation. And then we do a lot of advocacy around our natural resources in the Ospe watershed. And we're also a land trust. So we have a lot of different areas of focus, but all about conserving natural resources in the area and keeping the water healthy and keeping communities healthy.
That's a lot of different things you have going on over at Green Mountain Conservation.
Real. That's how we keep it all together.
All right. Well, it's Green Mountain Conservation Group. Again, they have their Nature Story and Discovery Time for kids 1 to 6 years old. That's Wednesdays. Environmental Film Series on Tuesdays throughout the month of July. And you can find more information on any of this by going to gmcg.org. That's gmcg.org. Haley, Sierra, any final thoughts before we go?
Please come check out all our events.
Yeah, definitely swing by. That would be great.
Yeah, free, family-friendly, open to the public.
All right. Once again, gmcg.org, or you can swing by the Green Mountain Conservation Group itself at 236 Huntress Bridge Road in Effingham, New Hampshire. Haley, Sierra, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you,
Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.